Okay, next up is a personal friend, so I'm kind of happy. But Russ Belville, he's the host of the Marijuana Agenda podcast, a frequent contributor to High Times, and runs Portland's best cannabis-friendly Airbnb. I have to remember that when I'm in Portland.
That's right.
Delta 9 House, please welcome Radical Russ Belville.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Ebony. Give it up for Ebony. Yes, my name is Russ Belville. I'm the host of a live daily 30-minute podcast on marijuana called The Marijuana Agenda. You can get it at mjagenda.com. Learn about the news, the science, the health, the history, everything you'd ever want to know about weed. 30 minutes, get your fill. Now, it's very important that we support Seattle Hemp Fest. Y'all love Seattle Hemp Fest! This is one of the greatest events. I've been coming here for 13 years out of the 26 they've had it. So I've been to half of them and they've been great. If we want to keep having them, we got to donate. So when you see those guys with the buckets, make sure you're kicking in the ducats. Give them some money. Take what you'd spend on a Starbucks or a pre-roll and put it in so we can do this next year and the year after, and your kids and your grandkids can do that. All right? Now, I want to talk about marijuana legalization, because 5 years ago, there was a lot of doubt when it came to marijuana legalization. Our opponents, this guy named Kevin Sabet, who hates legalization, wants to stop it, these guys made all sorts of predictions. They said, oh no, if we legalize pot, it'll make more kids smoke pot. But guess what happened? According to the state of Washington, this is the actual data from the state of Washington, 12th graders stayed the same, 10th, 8th, and 6th graders went down after legalization. They said, oh, if we pass I-502, it'll make it easier for kids to get weed. Well, guess what? According to the state of Washington, it's just as easy for high schoolers, and it got harder for 10th, 8th, and 6th graders to get a hold of some weed. They said, oh, if we legalize marijuana, it's going to create more traffic deaths. Oh, no. Would you hand me my graph, please, sir? We had a malfunction in our high-tech stuff. They said we'd have more deaths, more traffic deaths. The orange line is all traffic deaths from drugs. The green is traffic deaths from pot. Didn't really change very much after we legalized. They said, oh, no, if we legalize pot, it'll increase DUIDs. Now they can't bust you for weed, they're gonna bust you for driving high. Well, guess what? According to the state of Washington, drug-only DUIDs went down from about 1,700 to about 1,200. Now that's not to say Washington's DUI law is a good thing. It's not, it should be changed. But it sure hasn't turned into a bunch of people getting DUIs that weren't getting them before. They said legalization would lead to more arrests. Somehow they'd arrest more people for not having a bag that they got at the store if they grew their own or something. But guess what? According to the stats, prison-related, that's blue, prison-related convictions went down from 73 to 10, and convictions with no prison went down from 502 to 80. So not more people got arrested. Oh, I know, they said if we legalize pot, the money you make is never going to cover the costs of legalization. But guess what? State of Washington's making $113 million a month, $26 million in taxes every month, and that's more than covering any sort of costs that are involved. And finally, they said if we passed I-502, pot's going to cost $600 an ounce. That's $21 a gram. Well, according to the state of Washington, it did go up to $29 a gram at first, but right now, the average cost is $10 a gram, and I can find ounces in Washington State for $150 or less. So don't believe the hype, people. Legalization is working. We need to have not less of it, but more of it. If you'd like to learn more, check out mjagenda.com. If you'd like to visit us in Portland, we're at Delta 9 House, Portland's 420 friendliest Airbnb. I'm Radical Russ. Check me out at hightimes.com, mjagenda.com. Thanks for having me here.